Rosie on the house, every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Well, how can you top the last 2 hours of what we've already done? Justin Rohner of Agriscape in at 8 o'clock talking about soil, worms, sheep poop. How can you get any better than that? And then Todd Russo from Rias getting in here and offering for free the rest of March home filtration audits at your home. I mean, I don't know how we're going to top that other than by answering your questions right here at Rosie on the House. You can get in by dialing 1-888-767-4348. We have been voted Arizona's number one homeowner resource for 14 years in a row. And if it comes to having to do anything around your house, home, castle, or cabin, you need to remember we're here every Saturday morning to take your call live. If you're in the middle of a project, considering getting a project started, or like many of you will admit, just trying to finish that project, give us a ring, 1-888-767-4348. We'll put our 47 years of building and remodeling Arizona homes to work for you. We'll give you tool names. We'll give you product names. We'll give you tricks of the trade, all kinds of tips. Don't hesitate to give us a ring. When we answer your question on air, we're answering it for hundreds, possibly thousands of other people who are all listening at the same time. 1-888-767-4348. If you're a newcomer to Arizona, no, we are here to become your best friend. If you know a newcomer, make sure they know about us, Rosie on the House. The website, RosieOnTheHouse.com, allows you to subscribe to our weekly newsletter that gives you tips and advice you can't get anywhere else, and it also advises you what are we going to be covering on the next show the next Saturday. And I want to say one thing about how great the broadcast has been this week. If I could be king and everybody had to do exactly what I told them to do, I would make it a edict. I would make it a law that you must tune in next Saturday when we cover solar power. There is so much bad information out there. We're going to try and set it all straight next Saturday. But this Saturday, it's your opportunity in the following hour to get your question asked. 1-888-767-4348. We're doing a lot more than just radio, which we've been doing for 37 years. We're doing a lot of video right now. We have a Rosie on the House video YouTube where we're constantly posting new tips for you to actually watch and see how these things that we describe are actually done. Jennifer's kind of getting involved in FaceTime.
Well, we've been doing Facebook for quite a long time.
Facebook.
But today was my first attempt at Facebook Live. So if you want to laugh, you can go to our follow us on Facebook. Julia is the queen of our Facebook page, and she had told me how to do it, and I wasn't listening, I guess, because the first of it's a little bit bumbly, but it should catch your attention. You should find it easily.
All right. All things we do to try and touch you to become your best friend. We've got a lot of questions already coming in. What have you got there?
Well, I've got our red notebook, and that's for people who email us. We do like the calls because we can ask further questions, but I think you'll be able to handle these. It says, good morning. We are 1 year into a 25-year-old house in New River.
Okay.
And despite a building inspection prior to our purchase, I am seeing some currently limited dry rot in the exterior beams at the patio overhead. I'd like to try the method of injecting thinned epoxy into the dry rot areas, but want to confirm the approach first.
Okay, well, she's probably heard me talking about how we salvage and restore vigas and latias on territorial homes. You can go to your paint store, you can go to the big box stores, you can go to your hardware stores, and you can get exterior wood patching material. But you will be much better off getting a product called Abitron, A-B-A-T-R-O-N. And it's a multi-step wood restoration product that's absolutely, it will astound you, the results you get with this. It is absolutely a do-it-yourself project. And it is hands down better than any exterior wood filler than you can buy. When this stuff is done and it's finished, you can actually take a saw, a planer, a reciprocating saw, and cut it like real wood. It's absolutely incredible. Then once you've got the epoxy wood restoration restorer injected, you won't believe what that does to the wood itself. And then you mix up the two-part epoxy and pack it into all the areas that have deteriorated and created voids. Let that cure and solve, and you paint it to match. And I mean, it's incredible. There used to be a paint store in Phoenix, about 18th Street and McDowell, that carried it. It was the only place I knew I could find it. But I'm not sure that paint store is in business anymore. But you can get it over the internet machine. It's called Abitron Wood Epoxy. Get the wood restoration liquid and the two-part epoxy all in one kit. You'll thank me for that. Okay, so that's for the 25-year-old home in New River.
Okay. Now,
go ahead.
There is another solution as well. That's a great do-it-yourself tip. If you've got vigas or other type of exterior wood headers, wood patio beams, there's two different companies that make casings that go over them. There's Saw Design in Tucson, and they make fiberglass casings that look like wood, but they're fiberglass, so they last forever and they don't rot. And then for the Phoenix area, there is Fiber Spun, and they do the exact same thing. Both of those very long term, and it's like a protective shell over your wood.
Excellent.
Okay. We have some calls coming in, too.
Okay.
Should I keep going down these?
Or? You're kind of spread. Give me the next one right there.
Okay. Should a standard toilet be silicone caulked to the floor? I have had 50-50 responses from plumbers if it's okay or not.
I have a 50-50 response from plumbers for the last 50 years.
So what is your response?
Well, I think it kind of depends on what the floor covering is. Generally speaking, you would not want to do that. You would not want to set the toilet on top of your finished floor covering and then caulk it to that point. You're creating a bit of a mess if you ever do need to remove it. The wax seal should be all of the odor and moisture seal you require. I will say that some very, very meticulous homeowners hate the fact that when they water mop the bathroom floor, they don't like they can't get under that little 1/8-inch crack at the bottom of the toilet between the toilet and the tile. Let's just say it's tile. In that instance, I would tell you could go in there and apply a very modest, mild, small bead of caulk, and then you could smooth it out. And for those of you that are just absolutely fastidious about cleaning, you might be happier with that. But generally speaking, I would tell you, do not caulk a toilet to the floor. All right?
You want to go to line one here and take a call?
Babe, you're in the driver's seat.
All
we
right.
Know anything. You got more right there you got. And we've got Philip has a question. Let's see what Philip's got.
Yeah.
Hey, Philip.
I met you at a golf tournament a couple of years ago, and I have a problem in my house, and I wanted to give you a call.
But it wasn't my fault because I was at the golf tournament, right?
No.
Okay.
Sanderson Ford's golf tournament. No, that's just where I met you.
Okay.
I have a slate shower, walk-in shower.
Yeah.
That has that I guess when it was originally installed, I don't know that they floated it very well because I get a lot of water splash out of the shower.
Okay.
And I'm looking for some sort of threshold to keep that from happening.
Ooh, Philip, I'm actually going to have to check with a couple of my tile experts before I give you an answer for that. So I've got your name. I've got your number. I'm going to make a couple phone calls on your behalf as to what supplemental after installation threshold we could install to stop the water splash overflow out of that slate shower. I'm not going to know the latest and greatest product that might be available there. And I was just trying to make a joke about the golf. Usually if you've met me at a golf tournament, usually if they know I'm at the golf tournament, they hand out hard hats to everybody playing in the golf tournament.
Oh,
Rosie's here. Hard hats required.
Our window roofing and solar guys love to go with me, and they just hand out their business cards along the homeowner path that, you know, whatever fairway we're going down.
Yeah. Rosie broke that window. Yeah, that was Rosie's ball that did that. All right, when we get back, we've got more questions that we've been asked the rest of the week, and we've got Dan online that would like to ask a question, and we can take your question as well. 1-888-767-4348. I have been alerted in this past week from every single utility company in Arizona, APS, SRP, TEP. They are all telling me, Rosie, we are seeing a rash of scams where hackers are actually making it look like in the phone call that the call's coming from us and convincing homeowners to do things that we would never ask them to do. So I'm going to cover the utility scams that are hitting all Arizona homeowners right now when we get back right after this. Welcome back to Rosie on the House. I wanted to come back real quick before we go back to the callers and address an issue that's being brought to my attention this past week by the utility companies in Arizona. There are hackers that are actually doing a tactic called spoofing, and they make their phone number look like it's an APS phone number. There's even one hacker who makes their phone number look like a community service organization, okay? And they call and they threaten that your power is imminently going to be turned off unless you process an over-the-phone credit card payment right now. Never do that. The utility companies will never call you to make a credit card payment to get your power from not being turned off. And I'll tell you one thing that's really, really got me burned up. The solar industry, the topic we're going to cover next week, is doing the same thing. Solar installers are calling and claiming to be partners with the utility companies. And they, too, are spoofing. So the scam right now is the hackers are making it sound and look like the utility companies are calling you or a loved one to give them a credit card or go purchase a prepaid card and read them the number when you call them back. Don't do it. That's not the way utility companies work in the great state of Arizona. Avoid that scam. All right. Shall we go back to the phones? And Jennifer's got some more calls. She's got notebooks she wants to get to. But Dan's on hold. Let's take Dan live.
Hello.
Yeah, Dan, go ahead.
My driveway, I got a small two-car garage driveway. And when they poured the cement in it, they put two joints down the middle, you know, made a big X for cracking because they know it's going to crack. But when they trialed it, they put a big round over edge on both sides. And of course, it's been 30 years. It did crack right where it was supposed to. But now that gap, instead of being the crack size, it's even bigger because of those big rounded over edges. I was wondering if there was something I could fill in there to make it smooth, because I have a workbench on wheels that I roll across and it hits those craters. Yeah. So I was wondering, is there something to put in there that'll fix my problem?
There are a number of different options. You know, Marvell Masonry is going to have a couple alternatives for you. And I don't know if they've started carrying this yet. I know they were looking at it, and you can order it online. There's a really cool product called Trim A Slab that they make out of League City, Texas. Trim-A-Slab.com. And it's a really thick, durable rubber product that's made to go in those expansion joints. You just take a rubber mallet, tap it in, and you know, you'll be good for another 60 years or however long the concrete's going to be there.
But is it okay then at that point to do epoxy over top of it at a later time, or is
I wouldn't. Okay, so are you looking to do a decorative finish with the epoxy?
I don't know. I'd like to do some kind of epoxy eventually, but I haven't really given it a whole lot of thought because it's not in the near future. You know, I'm talking a couple years.
So at the point you're ready to epoxy it, you can remove that rubber trim a slab, pull it out, epoxy it, and then put that back on. I would not put any kind of epoxy or bonder from over the expansion joint. It's just going to crack and look bad, and you're not going to like it.
Okay, great.
All right. Well, we appreciate the call. And anything else? 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text questions can be sent to 411-923. And if you've got need a picture or a short video, you can email that to info@rosieonthehouse.com.
Can I do a Rosie Bunny Trail?
Bunny Trail.
Bunny Trail. Bunny Trail alert. Jennifer and I, as well as four other employees from Rosie on the House and Rosie Wright Remodeling, spent week before last in Las Vegas at the National Kitchen and Bath Industry Show. It's 1 million square feet, 1,800 different exhibitors, attended by almost 100,000 people. I think, Jennifer, what were we at, 32,000 steps?
It was about 45.
45,000 steps to cover the show over the course of 3 days.
I would have guessed more than 100,000 people.
Yeah,
I wasn't there, but I've been there before.
It felt like it.
Yeah, it did. You got to make dinner reservations like a month ahead of time.
And Starbucks is never less than 100 people long.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
But out of that kitchen and bath, now the journalists across the nation are coming up with trends that they pulled out of that. And we're going to have a KBiz Rosie Discovery show in the next week or two. But I was particularly excited about the rise of bamboo virtually in every building product that we make. It is so green. It's so sustainable. It's so replaceable. It's just an incredible product and so durable. And the demand for outdoor cabinets. Cabinets you can power wash at the barbecue.
Now you're talking.
Now you're talking.
One 767 4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. George, Cave Creek next on the line. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Yeah, how are you?
Good.
Yeah. We built a new pool last year, a lap pool, 40 by 60, about 4.5 foot deep. Half of it's a beach. Heating it with a gas, natural gas heater.
Okay.
But finding out it's pretty dang expensive. Looking for something that would supplement the heater on that. What's the most economical way to maybe supplement the heater to keep that water warm?
Boy, George, so we've got a brand new swimming pool in Cave Creek, Arizona. We're trying to heat to comfortable swimming level in an area that had a hailstorm day before yesterday.
Yeah, and it's got an auto cover on it, too.
Oh, well, that was the first thing I was going to tell you. You mentioned economics. I mean, the first thing I would want to do is make sure I had a cover on it. I don't know what the next step beyond that is. I mean, now you're talking heat pump, you're talking solar, you're talking, there's no limit of things you can do depending on what temperature you're trying to get it to, and for how long. I would reach back out to the swimming pool contractor that built it. I love the fact that it's lap, it's zero edge beach entry. That's exactly what we're going to build at the house Jennifer and I are remodeling ourselves. So I love that look. I'd reach back out to them. If it wasn't a Rosie certified swimming pool contractor, call the couple swimming pool contractors in the valley that do work up in Cave Creek, Desert Sun Pools, Post Arena Pools, Above and Beyond Pools, and just talk to them about the fact it's a new pool. You want to explore more options of keeping cool and collect opinions and go from there. If I were in your position, that's exactly what I'd do. Talk who built it, talk to three experts we trust, and see if you can get a consensus. We appreciate the call.
And I'd be curious if there was any expectation that the builder had set, because we're talking, based on the dimensions you gave, you know, almost 10,000 gallons of water. And I'll tell you another funny story, George. Friend of ours was in a sporting league house in Wickenburg, had a pool built, had it finished, and it was around December, January, and he said, you know, when it gets done, you know, 2 weeks, we're going to have a big swim party, bring all the boys over, they can play and have fun and swim. Middle of January, it's going to be great. I buried a 250-gallon propane tank so it can be heated and keep it warm. Oh, cool, you know, great.
Fired up, baby.
So fast forward another week or two, I asked him, like, hey, did you get it heated up and how's it going? He said, you know what? I burned through that 250-gallon tank twice. Filled it up on Friday, filled it up on Monday, spent the whole thing. It never got warm enough to swim. It's like, shut down the heater side of it. We got a new pool. I wasted a ton of money. So I know a lot of our pool guys, what they'll do is instead of trying to do that, you'd mentioned it's a lap pool, well, 40 by 60. Well, for the amount of money you could spend heating that, having a smaller lap pool that's got one of those jets that you just swim against that's maybe 10
that's one
by 12 and 3 feet deep, you know, you're trying to do a lot less and so you still get your exercise and it's warm. Or if you're not looking at a lap pool, you know, have the spa heated, but trying to keep a big body of water warm, there's no cheap answer that I'm aware of. We'll do a little digging with our partners, but that's an ongoing expense.
All right, George, I hope that helps. The best we're going to be able to do is just get you visiting with the Rosie certified experts and your original pool builder. Let's get some ideas. The cover was probably the best. I'm familiar with a home up in your neighborhood that has a negative edge, and it's a big pool. And the homeowner keeps it at 86 degrees year-round. Well, I just found out a couple weeks ago what his gas bill was last month. $8,400.
Oh, my goodness.
A month?
A month.
Oh, a month. I hope they use it every day.
Anyway.
You better live in that.
Oh, boy. All right.
Southwest Gas is happy.
Oh, boy. Man, oh, man. Okay.
Okay, here's another red note.
Half my month's mortgage is right there. Half my year's mortgage wrapped up in that.
That's a little mind-blowing. Yeah. Okay, change topic.
That's a guy who likes a warm swimming pool.
It's my. If you don't mind, it don't matter.
That's right.
You got the money, honey? I got the time.
I have tile on two balconies and a front porch, and I've had several leaks through the floors. I was told by my leak detection company to ask you, Rosie, for your ideas on other floor coverings that may withstand the rains a bit better. So outside application of tile, it sounds like, right?
Yeah. And I would bet dimes to donuts the tile isn't the problem. The great majority of outside walking decks are built and installed wrong from the day the house was built. And people never like it when I show up to solve those problems because it isn't a matter of what can I seal the tile with and stop the problem. It's a matter of ripping all that tile up. Underneath the tile is a pan, a waterproof pan that's supposed to catch and collect all the water and send it out a scupper in a way that you don't have any leaks. But the dilemma is those are never or very seldom installed correctly. They put it over the top of the stucco. The stucco goes all the way down to the wood deck, and then the wood pan comes up on top of the stucco. The stucco is not waterproof, so it absorbs the water. The water goes in back behind underneath the pan. So we have to go in there, and about 8 inches above the deck, we have to go in there with a saw and cut a horizontal line all the way around and tear the stucco out. Then we have to put the shower pan back in and then stucco the wall back down and then lay the tile. We just finished doing this for a territorial home like at 40th Street in Shea. We were there and fixing some territorial vigas and latias. We were at that house for 3.5 months, and we had work crews there every single day. It wasn't that there were dead days where nothing got done, but it was tens of thousands. It was a big flagstone upstairs deck. But we just finished doing one in Carefree, and it was $20,000, and that deck was about the size of a small bathroom. So people don't like it when I show up to fix that problem, because invariably the problem is the house was built wrong from the beginning. When we're finding leaks on outdoor walk decks, over half the time, it's that problem. They were built wrong. We have to go in and tear them completely apart and build it right.
Did they opt for tile to replace it again? Or
they could. Once the pan is in, you can do anything you want. As long as you've got the engineering done for the weight capacity. But if there was tile there, I got to believe the engineering report was sufficient for it to be tile again. And there's nothing heavier than flagstone, that's for sure.
Well, that's my list for Red Notebook. What about going to the security?
We've got security.
If you follow along in our homeowner handbook, you know today, our weekly to-do, which is designed to tackle one area of maintenance around your home, castle, or cabin every week, we're talking smart security. Now, Harmon Solar was in last week talking smart as in, you know, technologically advanced.
That's right.
Our smart security this week is more like smart things you can do, yeah. Like
common sense.
Duh.
Well, it's not always duh, though.
Well, because one thing on there, number six, put a temporary hold on your mail and the press.
You know what I think
How
about,
Romy?
How many
people get mail?
I do. Tons of junk.
Do you still get mail?
Holy cow.
You ought to shred.
You should have seen the pile I left for Virginia. She's been gone a week. I just go out there, I throw it on the dining room table. I didn't look through any of it.
Huh. I didn't know people still got
mail. It was a pretty big pile.
Well, I'll quit sending my mail to you, dude. I think about when we do these kind of articles, people maybe who we have lots of first-time homeowners and maybe just never even thought about this aspect of things. You know, they're just happy and putting things in and taking little trips and not even thinking about what's going to happen to my home while I'm away. So this article is really about, like, if you're going to go away, I was thinking about spring break, right? Tom is just leaving for spring break. Or if you're going away getting ready for a summer trip, what can you do to keep your home from being a target while you're away? So stop in the mail. You know, you want to make it look like someone still lives there. So that number six is, you know, stop the mail and any kind of paper delivery you might get. And then, Rosie, what else you got on that list? It's a good list, 18 things.
There were 18 different things listed that you could consider. Literally, all of them are do-it-yourself. But I can't not go back 1 week to when we had Jared here in Harmony Security, where he warned us the Wi-Fi-based security systems are, and you put a sign in your yard that you've got a do-it-yourself Wi-Fi security system, you're telling everybody that wants to rob you that you have a very easy system to shut down.
Do you know, we've never done an article that was so timely. And we set these topics months in advance. But there was the article about the rash of burglaries in the North Valley, in the Phoenix area, and they're called the Dinner Bandits, and they come in at dinner time. But right after that, after we wrote this article, there was another one that said these crooks are getting very smart, and they know how to take down your Wi-Fi while they're coming to your home. So if you have the Wi-Fi...
One even showed a picture of the backpack that you can identify that that's, you know, what cell and Wi-Fi jammers.
Man.
Crazy.
Now, one of the other things in the article of the 18 points that I can actually, and folks, I'm pretty handy with my hands and getting things done, but I'm not very tech savvy. I just don't have the patience. As a matter of fact,
did you know that, Roman? He doesn't have the patience for technology.
It drives me insane. I will tell you that I have determined I'm buying a 1974 F-150 four-wheel drive, two-inch lift kit, standard transmission, AM/FM radio, just so I can have a truck that isn't trying to drive me all around town. No AI, no artificial intelligence, not the thing, the dashboard talking to me all the time. But anyway, there is a tech that I implemented at my home. John Bolinball from Mighty Electricians installed two smart Levitron switches. And I can, wherever I am in the world, turn those light circuits on, off and on, by an app in my phone. I would tell you that if you're traveling, there's nothing that could help you and the house look more occupied than having alternate lights on through the evening. And these were extremely easy to install. And even Rosie figured out the app. John Bolinball didn't have time that day once he had it installed to figure it out for me. And I thought, well, it'll be 8 months till I figure it out. I found the time that afternoon and sat down. First try, it worked. So the Levitron smart switches would be an excellent do-it-yourself installation for increasing the home security at your house at the time you're leaving for some vacation.
All right. Hockey fan? Or you just want a night out on the town? With some free tickets, compliment of Rosie on the House and our flagship station, KTAR in Arizona Sports. We have Coyotes hosting the Kraken Friday, March 22nd. Puck drop, 7 p.m. Just text HOCKEY to 411-923 between now and the end of this radio broadcast segment before the program's over. We'll pick a random winner. And we'll get them sent. Now, I say sent. They're digitally transferred. So when Julia's in the office on Monday, she'll get your email address, and then we transfer them to you. Then you got to go accept them, yada, yada, yada. I will say, Tucson, this is one of the hours we're simulcast into our Tucson market. Tucson's a big hockey town. I mean, it the Roadrunners, they play there at the TCC. When we leave Tucson home show and they're playing that night, I mean, it's insane. If you're not in walking distance from the hotel, from the TCC, you might as well just go walk somewhere to eat and wait till they all get done. Because, I mean, it is massive. I was very surprised.
I've enjoyed the couple games we've gone to with the tickets. It's fun.
Yeah.
Got a little lesson from Mr. Don Foster over at Pella. Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah, it's fun to go with someone who knows the game.
So. But this isn't for the Roadrunners. This is for the Coyotes. I kind of got sidetracked there on hockey. Arizona, you don't think is a big hockey town. But we host the Kraken again Friday, March 22nd, puck drop, 7 p.m. Just text Coyotes to 411-923.
Also going on in Tucson today, weekend, Festival of Books.
Oh, yeah.
That's yes. Right.
And a sports celebrity will be signing his new book, but I'm not going to tell you who it is. You got to go find out for yourself.
All right.
Definitely
good.
Worth a pass. That book fair is fun.
Yeah, it is. Go ahead.
Say a couple of different additional things on our topic of smart security. This one necessarily isn't security, but just, I mean, in general, monitoring for water leaks. There's so many options available now. There's sensors that you can put in areas that leaks would occur, which would be, you know, obviously around your water heater, where your washing machine is. If you've got aged home, you know, in the bathroom near the supply lines where the plumbing comes out and connects to the toilet. You know, there's very inexpensive electronic sensors that you can set there, set up, you know, your profile. And if moisture is detected, it will send you a signal. And there's improvements coming beyond that that would actually have the ability that you, it would have a shutoff valve at the front of the house that you could turn off electronically.
I like that option.
That's not quite
But
there.
You do it by
yeah,
hand,
but
though,
it's
right?
getting there, yeah. But being notified that there's a leak and being able to then, you know, if you're not home, having somebody, hey, go shut off the maintenance, shut off valve to my house, prevent a ton of damage that way. I mean, that's not security in my mind. That should just be given.
I had a friend who was away for a week and her wash machine thing had come apart. Mm. And when they came home, the entire house was just flooded. So she never even went to the grocery store without turning it off. She was so traumatized that this is an easy way to keep track of that.
Well, lots of great takeaways from today's broadcast. But the number one takeaway, or the two takeaways I want you to take away from this show today is call Rias and get a free air filtration audit of your home. 602-969-7500 or log on to Rias.com. It's a free filtration audit for the Rosie on the House listeners.